Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
What is going on, guys? It is your boy Dylan at Thunder Chats coming to you with our presenting sponsor, BetOnline.ag. BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or your mobile devices. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team, and remember to use our promo code BELEAVE, that is capital letters BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
And what's up? Hello, Topic Thunder. I am your host today and your only person on the podcast. Yeah, I know. It's just me. It's just freaking me. Where's Dylan? Where's Cone? Where's Jerry? Where's Steve? Where's Alex? They're all not here. It's just me. Everyone had obligations today or something or other. And they were like, hey, you, the guy who kind of knows Thunder stuff, but not really. Why don't you just take over and only take over for the next, 30, 45 minutes and just do what you want. So we're going to do what we want. I'm going to talk about what I want. I can talk about UNC basketball for the entire time. I could talk about Elliot Cadeau, but I'm not going to. We're going to talk about Thunder basketball. And we're going to talk about, first and foremost, the main thing that happened today. And boy, oh boy, are we surprised by this, guys. We're super surprised. If you've been following along, we did not see this coming. Mike Muscala is on the team now, according to Woj. Could not have seen this coming at all. And I want to start the podcast with just talking about him. But I realized before I went live, I was like, who wants to hear me just talk about him and what he brings to the table? So the producer in me was like, well, why don't we make it a little more entertaining for the YouTube listeners, at least. Sorry for the podcast listeners. By the way, shout out the podcast listeners. You guys have been killing it recently. We've seen the numbers. They've been awesome. But for any of you who are watching me and listening to me, I have a special treat for you. We're going to just watch the last year of Mike Muscala in Oklahoma City and his highlights while I talk about him. And so here we go. So if you would like to watch, here are his highlights that I found. I'm not going to put the volume on for copyright reasons, but here you go. Mike Muscala is officially in Oklahoma City. It was announced today. Dylan had the scoop already. He's mentioned it, I think, on his Twitter. He knew. That's all I'll say. He knew. And we all knew, but we couldn't say anything. We just heavily implied it. But we're very excited to have Mike Muscala on the podcast. He brings, obviously, a three-point threat, a shooting threat. And he really was, if you look back to what he brought before he went to the Celtics and then the Wizards and then the Pistons, he really was the Chet before the Chet in the sense that he was the big man that could spread the floor for this team. And now that we have Chet on this team who already can spread the floor, he's going to be able to do so on the bench and get some minutes with the Cason Wallaces and obviously a little bit of J-Dub in those minutes too. But the fact that he's going to be a part of this team for the playoffs, I am incredibly excited about, very excited about. And you can't, the fact that he brings like an offensive point to this, but also pretty legitimate defensive side of things too, is something you can't be too happy about, can't be too excited about. So Mike Muscala, the moose is loose. We are happy to have him on the podcast and or not on the podcast. Well, maybe I spoke too soon there. Maybe I was talking a little out of turn, but we're happy to have him on the team. And we're certainly happy to have him on the podcast if he wants to return. We put our most recent or our only interview with Mike Muscala out there recently because, you know, why not? But shout out to the Moose. We are happy to have him. And yeah. And before I end this, I do have one other thing. I'll let the highlights go just a little bit more while I pull this up. But we tweeted on the Topic Thunder podcast, one of the better Mike Muscala moments in Oklahoma City, when he had an opportunity to go to free agency and re-signed with the Thunder back in that 2021-2022 season. He had a great answer as to why he was back. I think Andrew Schlecht was the reason, or the person who answered this. Asked the question, I should say. And I just want to play that real quick because I love it a lot. So without further ado, here is that from start to finish. I think I realized when I went full screen, I was only on my camera. But you heard it for those of you on the podcast. Mike Muscala is one of the best guys ever. If that didn't convince you right there, I don't know what will. He's a great guy, and he's someone who loves the Thunder. He loves this organization, and you couldn't ask for a better person to be a part of this community. And he's also happens to be a really good player as well. So we are so happy as a Topic Thunder community and as a Thunder community. Oh, I'm so sorry. Nothing was playing there, I guess. I'll try that again. That's really unfortunate. Thank you, Joseph, for mentioning that. I will try it again maybe later, but not now. I don't want to mess with that. So we'll have to just remove that from the podcast and the YouTube later. But it was the COVID, post-COVID interview in that year, 2021-2022, when he re-signed and he got very emotional about it, about how he loves the city and loves the community and the fact that he could have gone to at the time, a playoff contender, but chose to stay here, and kind of why he did. I always hate when shit doesn't work on YouTube. That really, it just bugs me a lot. I'm sorry for those of you that are listening. I'll try to do it again, maybe a little bit later on. But anyway, the point is Mike Muscala is here, and we're so happy to have him on this team in the playoffs. He's definitely going to make an impact. Jay Will, by the way, was hurt mildly. We don't really know the extent of the injury yet. I think Brett Dawson maybe mentioned something about it today, but it's still not super clear on his timetable. So depending on that, he's going to probably take over some of those minutes.
I would venture to guess. And so we may be seeing more of Mike Muscala than less in the near future, which I think is a good thing. So anyway, happy to have Mike Muscala again. I'll try it one more time just to see if it will work. And I will ask the live chat if it is playing. If not, I'm going to see if this works. I'm going to share my screen.
A little bit more like what is.
Let's back this up.
The shooting, especially at a premium in the league.
Play here.
You could probably go play for a better team.
You'll be able to hear
you
this.
You know, you can go play for a playoff team. But you talk about how you'd like to stay in Oklahoma City. Can you maybe go into that a little bit more? Like what are the reasons why you'd like to stay with this organization, or why that you were happy to stay
Thank
with
you,
the
Joseph.
Organization past the deadline?
Yeah, I just feel like it was a – I'm going to get a little emotional probably, but it was just – coming to OKC, I'm grateful for it, and it helped me a lot as a man and as a player. Just even this year, you know, my family watching from home, I don't know, I just feel like the organization's values and the fans here and everything, it just aligns with what I feel. So it made it, you know, just really gratifying to come in every day and go to work and just, you know, have that, even this season, have that to do when so many people were struggling, you know, with COVID and all that. Just even the opportunity to play basketball, you know, just meant a lot to me. So, you know, whatever happens this offseason, like I said, I'd love to be back, but I'll always be a Thunder fan and always rooting for the Thunder.
Yeah, that was what I was trying to put on the podcast the first time. So again, I'm going to cut it out. I'll let the, you know, whoever's doing the podcast figure that out too. But yeah, I love Moose a lot. He's an awesome guy. I'm honestly, he's one of those guys that like you would want him to be your buddy, your pal. Like he just seems like a guy that you can trust. Love him a lot from a distance because I'm just a fan, but still love him a lot. So we're happy to have Moose. I'm glad that worked. I'm glad we got that soundbite in because I love it a lot. We tweeted it out. I appreciated it a lot. Moving on. That was the good news for the week. The bad news was we had a pretty not awesome game against the Spurs. So I'm not going to like sit here and give you a ton of numbers, ton of stats. I mean, I'll pull them up for sure. But my thoughts about this game from trying to be as unbiased as possible was if you are watching this for the rookie of the year battle, I think it's probably set. I think Wimby has it. He's been really good. I don't know if you can. Oh, I hit my microphone. I don't think you can really argue that Chet is definitively better than Wimby in a individual statistic standpoint. I think, obviously, being a Thunder fan, you have a little bias there of the fact that he's on a team that is more successful. He's playing into that team a lot more in terms of his role. But Wimby that night was awesome. Oh, we have some breaking news. And I was keeping track of this, but I wasn't paying too close attention since we went live. The Timberwolves have lost. So that's great. That means our standings are not in jeopardy. So if I go to NBA.com, sorry to interrupt the Spurs recap that you all were loving for on the Thunder, Topic Thunder account. I know you were waiting for that. We are now still a half back. I guess that, has that updated yet? Not sure. But I think that means we are still within shooting distance of the Wolves. They were a close one. They were a close one tonight. So they must have lost. I just kind of took that one off of our chat's words. So I appreciate it, chat. Lost to the Kings, who they were playing. I don't know what the final score was because I wasn't paying attention. I could look it up in a second. But we are still... oh, okay. So yes, thank you, Ibrahim. Technically tied, but in second place. It's probably not updated. Yeah. That makes sense. So we're back tied. We're back tied. That's good. We can make it up on Sunday, which we'll get to in a little bit. But yeah. Good to see that we finally got a Wolves loss and the Kings finally helped the Thunder in some way. We appreciate that. But yeah, back to the Spurs game, which you all wanted to talk about. Wimby was really good. The highlight that everyone's showing is the Wimby to Chet block. That was good. That was really good. Thank you, Joseph. 124-120 for the Kings win. The defense for the Thunder, I don't know. I put this out on Twitter. I feel like people disagreed with me for some reason, but it wasn't good. It was like, I don't know how you can argue the defense was great when you give up 132 to the San Antonio Spurs. It was a final in overtime. Thank you, Ibrahim. I'm getting updates on the Timberwolves game in the YouTube chat as I'm trying to talk about the Spurs game. I love that. I'm trying to multitask. But the defense was not good on the Spurs game. And especially that second half, the end of the third, most of the fourth, every shot was going in. I said this in our group chat on Topic Thunder. It definitely felt like the Pistons loss in the sense that as soon as you let a team, an NBA team, start rolling, they're just going to keep rolling. They're going to keep going. They're like any professional basketball team. If you give them enough shots that they see go in, they're going to get confident and they're going to keep making them. So it doesn't matter if it's the Pistons or the Spurs or the Wizards at this point, who are awful, by the way. I think they've lost like 13 straight. The fact of the matter is you're going to give a team shots. They're going to make them, and they're going to keep making them if you let them. So that's kind of what happened with our defense. We just kept letting them make shots. And then it bit us in the butt because in that fourth quarter, we were in that game for most of it. The final score, it was a 14-point game, but we were in this game. And what was really the emotional dagger, in my opinion, was the moment, I want to say it was like, I feel like it was either within 2 or 3 minutes of the end of the fourth, and the Spurs basically had nothing. Wembanyama had the ball for most of that shot clock and just kind of threw it to Trey Jones, hoping for a prayer, and he made it. And the fact that he made it was like, it was just like, if he had missed that and we had gone down and like at least scored something, that's a game. But the fact that he hit a three, we were already down three. It was now a 6-point game. It was like, it just felt like emotionally it was over at that point. And then I think after that, like, I think that was when the Chet block happened. And then a little bit later, Wimby hit that ridiculous three. So it was definitely over at that point. So, just not a good game. One of those games that you just want to like swallow and move on. And that's what we're going to do. Because I'm kind of done talking about it. I do want to mention, because somebody put it in the chat, yeah, Dort was not good. I mean, to be honest, a lot of people were not good tonight on that game from shooting-wise. But yeah, Lu Dort was one that we've been kind of keeping our eyes on because the last two games he's not been great. He was 1 of 6 from deep. Those last three misses, Joseph mentioned in the chat, the last three misses were not good. He had three straight shots. I mean, why do you give Luz three straight shots in any situation when it's crunch time? I didn't understand that. I didn't understand that at all. And we're going to mention this, I think, in the mailbag that we have, which, by the way, if you're in the YouTube chat right now, we're doing a Thunder mailbag today. So if you're here, if you're active in the chat, send us your Thunder questions. I'll answer them, probably. I'll just answer as many as I can. But we'll talk about this later on the mailbag. But the Thunder lineups, both in the second quarter and pretty late in the fourth quarter, were interesting, to say the least. Very, very interesting. Isn't Mike Biombo was in there for some reason in the fourth? I don't know why. But anyway, yeah, some interesting choices from Mr. Dagnall, Coach Dagnall. Lou, going back to Lou, didn't have a great game. Shea was offensively not as efficient as you'd expect, 12 of 22. I also thought defensively he was not as good as he usually is. That's not to say he had bad defense, but it's not the all defensive caliber that you expect from him at this point. I mean, everyone was not really great defensively. But Shea, you just kind of expect greatness from him on that end, and just didn't feel like he had that tonight. Joseph mentioned in the chat, only took three shots in the fourth. You can't, I mean, J-Dub does feel like the fourth quarter guy, especially early, but if Shea's only shooting three shots in the fourth, that's not great. I mean, he was 2 of 3, but still. So, yeah, that's a bounce back game. We play the Suns on Sunday. It's in Phoenix. But it definitely feels like one of those games that, given the fact that we just lost to the worst team in the Western Conference, feels like this team's going to want to bounce back with their competitiveness. I expect a resounding win in Arizona. I legitimately do. So that's my future game recap for you, a resounding win in Phoenix. So that's all I want to talk about with that Spurs game. It was pretty gross. It was pretty gross on all ends. The big three did fine. I mean, I mentioned Shea, but the only other guy I do want to shout out is Isaiah Joe. The moon balls from this guy. If you've not been paying attention to our Twitter account, or I think Thunder Chats, Dylan has.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Been posting it too. Isaiah Joe has the greatest moon balls of all time. I love it a lot. He was the only reason that the Thunder were in this game for most of it was Isaiah Joe. He was so good. He had his shot tonight. And it really does stink. It's a stinker that we gave up a game where Isaiah Joe was shooting that well, and especially to the Spurs. That makes it doubly painful to swallow. So I do want to shout out Isaiah Joe before we wrap things up. And finally, I mentioned it a little bit ago, but hopefully Jay Will is okay. He got hurt late in the fourth. Still don't have a great situation on that, but maybe somebody in the chat knows a little more than I do. Let me know. But yeah, that was the Spurs game. If there's anything else I missed, let me know. So let's get to our Thunder mailbag and we'll wrap it up there. I don't want to keep you guys too long on a solo podcast. I know these aren't always the most exciting because it's just me talking. It's just one guy talking the whole time. But anyway, we'll get into it. Our first question today on the Thunder mailbag comes from, who do we want to do first? Let's do Steely Dave at David Fulgham 6 asks us, what's going to happen with the number 33 jersey? It's a great question, because if you have not been paying attention, Gordon Hayward has number 33, but Mike Muscala also had 33 when he was part of the Thunder. So what are we going to do about that? I actually don't know. My guess, if I had to say, is he's probably just going to be number, I don't know, is 34 available? Nobody's 34, right? Just be number 34. Or maybe Gordon Hayward will bow out and give him his number. I don't think that's going to happen, but probably the least interesting thing will happen in the fact that Mike Muscala will probably just add a number to his original number and call it a day, because he's that nice of a guy. He's probably not going to make a huge deal about it. So I would probably expect he's not going to be 33. He's going to be like 34. Joseph and Ibrahim in the chat, you guys are co-podcasting with me. I need some co-podcasters tonight. I appreciate it. It's what you need when you do a solo pod. Anyway, that's a great question from Steely Dave, but probably not a very interesting answer. We have a question from, well, do I want to take this one on? I guess I will. This is from at Henry X Agarit. Agarit? I don't know what that means. He had a long question. He said, we have ample data at this point that certain lineups are obviously superior to our current starting lineup. The one subbing Giddy for Joe is plus 40.8. Why is the team disregarding this information? Is this team a charity? What has Giddy exactly done to earn the start? Great question. Before we get to that, Joseph in the chat did say Mike Muscala had 31 in Atlanta. It might be 31. That's a good point. We'll see. But getting back to the lineups, I did see today a post-game interview, or not a post-game interview, not that at all, a pre-warm-up interview with Mr. Coach Dagnalt. Courtesy of our friend Clemente, and I will pull it up right now because I thought that was a very appropriate response that Coach Dagnall gave that I want you all to have right now. So I'll share this with you, and I will make sure the audio works before I share it. This is Coach Dagnall's thoughts on the Giddy and bench lineup.
Guys, out of All-Star break, you know, we can't allow the...
Let's see.
Guys, out of All-Star break, you know, we can't work. Allow...
I don't hear any audio on my end.
...relative success going into All-Star
that sucks. ...fight into so, our aggressiveness. With I did watch this video beforehand. With the team, I don't know if it's actually playing. It is, I'm going to pause it because I don't hear anything on my ears. But essentially what he said in this interview, in this... I don't know if you call it an interview, but a Q&A. It is working. Okay. Wow. I guess I don't hear. I'm going to play from the beginning. Let's back it up.
Guys, out of All-Star break, you know, we can't allow the,
thank you guys in the chat,
relative
appreciate
success
it.
Going into All-Star break to bite into our aggressiveness with understanding what we have with the team and also our aggressiveness to continue to develop the team and develop our players. And the more aggressive you are and the more exploratory you are, the more you're going to introduce failure and the more you're going to introduce success. And we're willing to incur the setbacks to see what we can uncover with the team. And so that's not speaking specifically to that lineup, but just the overall mentality right now is one of aggression and exploring and, you know, doing everything we can to, number one, learn every thing we can through the 82 games about our team and prepare every player for as many situations. We want everybody to be ready and confident and in rhythm as much as we can. And that's part of that too.
Mark Shays, he's obviously a
guy's out.
So it's funny because I couldn't hear any of that. I don't know why. I saw it beforehand, but to try to remember what you all just heard, I remember he was basically saying like the experimental factor of it all is that there's going to be some failures and there's going to be some successes. And that's kind of what you expect. He also clarified in that interview that he wasn't talking about Giddy, but let's be honest, that was probably about the Giddy lineups. The fact of the matter is he's just kind of experimenting. He's messing around with some lineups. That's what it sounded like to me, at least. And some of them are going to work and some of them are not. And they didn't work on Thursday night. And, you know, that's going to happen. But at least you get that idea, I guess, ahead of time. I would have still, I think somebody mentioned it in the replies. Exploring Giddy on the bench. I don't know why you still wouldn't explore Giddy on the bench if that's your mantra for this, because I think he's got some potential there as like the ball handler. That's his role. And I mean, I'm for one not a long-term Giddy advocate. I'm supportive of him on the team as is, but like when, you know, I do want him to move on eventually because I think he needs to. But as for this year, I think like if there's a spot for him, it's the bench and it's the ball handler of the bench unit. And it kind of sucks that he's not being a part of that system. And I don't remember the exact lineup that I remember a lot of people on Twitter were kind of clamoring for it. I guess I could go back, but I don't want to waste time on the podcast live. But there was a bench unit where the starting five did not include the big three. There was no Shea, there was no Chet, there was no J-Dub, and it was Giddy and four other guys. And it doesn't really matter who the other four are. If it's not one of the big three, at least on the floor, that doesn't seem like a good lineup. That doesn't seem like a winning formula for this team. So, and then I think I mentioned at the beginning, but like the fact that Bismack Biyombo was in the lineup in the fourth when it was still a game at that point was pretty interesting. I guess, again, it was him experimenting, but I guess, I don't know. I guess if it's hindsight, it's like, yeah, it's the Spurs. You could argue that he's experimenting because it's the Spurs. But at the same time, it was like, it was a pretty close game. It was very close for most of that game. So I don't know why you would throw that out there at that point. But yeah, that was questionable to say the least. We have a question from, we're going to go to, where is it? We've got one from Ben Glover. Ben Glover has been a loyal active Twitter account for us for a while. Appreciate you. He says, which current Thunder are you the fourth most excited about? And the implication is that the big three are the first three. That's a good question. I saw this before we started recording and I was thinking about it for a little bit. And I had a couple different answers based off of my mood. And so I will give you my current answer, but that answer could definitely change who I think I'm the fourth most excited about for the future. Right now, if I'm being completely honest, my fourth most excited, the player I'm fourth most excited about is Cason Wallace. And it's not because of the stats he's putting up per se. He's putting up very good stats. He's very efficient and everyone is talking about him as a rookie, but I think if you were to poll most Thunder fans, they would probably say Isaiah Joe, or they'd say Aaron Wiggins as the fourth most. maybe even Kendrick, probably not. But I love Kaysen because he's so efficient. And I think what's tantalizing about him is that he's so efficient and also does not get a lot of usage right now. And so the tempting part of that is like, well, what if he gets more usage? What if he gets more touches? What if he gets more shots? What could his stats look like then? What could he provide then? And we don't really know yet. And I think as someone who's, you know, not like a huge X's and O's guy, just kind of like loves to, you know, just watch fun basketball and watch fun plays in general. I think he's a guy who could provide a lot of that, but also provide a lot of like positive impact on both ends of the court. You looked at that Spurs game. We kind of I didn't really mention him much, but he got four steals in that game. And two of those steals were for legitimately fun plays. There was one play where Kaysen picked off the inbound pass for the Spurs, gave it to J-Will, and it was an and one on the other side. Just an easy 3-point. It was essentially a 5-point turnaround because we got a steal on the other end and got 3 points out of that. And then there was another one that was a steal that I'm blanking on right now. I remember I posted, but I can't. This is why I'm not the normal host of this podcast, is I forget these plays so often. But I remember there's another one that was a steal and then an immediate bucket on the other end. So Kaysen is one of those guys that's just, there's so much there for him. There's so much on both sides. The fact that he is very efficient from three. He always makes the right plays offensively. He's always in the right defensively. And he's so young at this point. You've got to, I mean, how do you not love this guy? That's definitely my fourth most excited player besides the big three. So that's my answer there. We'll do one more question. We've been good. 40 minutes. We're closing on 40 minutes. That's plenty of time for you to hear my voice way more than you need to. We'll do one more from at the Doug Beck. If you've been following along, Doug is a menace to me, and continues to be a menace because he asks, is all the poor lighting to hide cockroaches? Now, I will say for you YouTube listeners or YouTube watchers, I don't have poor lighting. I've made good effort for good lighting, as you can see here. This is not the final format. There's just whatever that is in the back. I need to figure that out, and there's stuff right there. But, you know, there's been some poor lighting on this podcast. I will admit it. We've been going through a phase where we don't really know what's going on with the YouTube. We're getting there. I really want the YouTube to work. I'm trying to get it to work. It's tough. It's so tough compared to Twitter. But yeah, the folks on this podcast have been so used to just the audio form that it's not been great lighting wise. But we will get it figured out. And the short answer to Doug's question is we're not hiding cockroaches. I've had no cockroaches, by the way, since the summer, in case anyone was curious. Just staying clean over here. I've had a couple of bugs, but no cockroaches. Who the hell cares, Tierney? I don't know why I'm talking about that. Anyways, that's the end of the podcast. To wrap up, let me give you all a quick prediction of the next few games before we're back for our Tuesday podcast, because we have a couple games before then. We play the Suns in Phoenix, and it's a back-to-back because then we play the Los Angeles Lakers in LA. We have a West Coast field trip. We also play the Trailblazers, but that's on Wednesday. We'll have a podcast before then, so I won't predict that. I'm going to legitimately say 2-0, and the reason, again, is because I think we got a fire under our belly after that Spurs game. I really do. And I think we come out both of these games. They're both going to be late, by the way. if you are on the in Oklahoma City, you're going to have to stay up a little later. But I think both of those are wins. Joseph in the chat says Suns win, LA win. Agree. It's exactly what I said. So can't, I gotta agree with you. You just have to assume after that loss, the competition of this team doesn't feel like they're just gonna roll out in Phoenix and just be very nonchalant. They're gonna want to win this game. So I think that's what's gonna happen. So anyway, I appreciate, by the way, I just want to end before I end this. I appreciate anyone who sticked around for this podcast. I appreciate you a whole ton. Shout out Joseph. Shout out Ibrahim in the chat. You guys are the OGs. I appreciate you a lot. Please stick around. I will remember you for days to come, for many months to come, for many moons to come, because the fact that you stuck around for a solo podcast with me in it means a lot. And also, thank you to anyone else who stuck around in the YouTube and followed along. I appreciate you as well. And shout out the podcast listeners again. We've done really well December on the podcast. I really appreciate the podcast listeners. You guys did awesome. Please continue to listen and to share and subscribe on YouTube and to like the stream. All that jazz. Appreciate it a lot. So with all that said, appreciate you all listening. Hoop when you can. God bless. And as always, Thunder up. Shout out the chat. Shout out the stream. Shout out Joseph and Ibrahim one more time. See you guys.
Thank you for listening to the Topic Thunder podcast. Our podcast is available to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play, or anywhere else you listen to your podcast. Be sure to leave us a 5-star rating and a positive review, and follow us on Twitter at OKC Topic Thunder.
Thunder up!
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.